Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What's this wisdom that has been given him? Isn't he this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't these his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus was put down. Put down and not appreciated in his hometown. One of the commentators that I read about this part of the scripture talked about that really, we've sanitized this passage, that we've made it sound nice, because if you look at the original, it's much stronger. The people are really almost talking in the vernacular and in the common language. One writer even went as far as to say, and I put this rather crudely, they were pissed off with him. That's how strong that writer said these words were. Scandalized, annoyed, incensed, hacked off. You see, Jesus was not being appreciated here in his hometown. Jesus was being put down, both metaphorically and quite literally. They were angry at him. He didn't fit the expectation they had of him. This was the homeboy, he's only a carpenter. This is Mary's son, he's nothing. They're nothing in this town. What does he think, making himself a tall poppy here? Get back where you belong, in the dirt. You're a mere carpenter. Get back among your brothers here, who are nothings in this town. You see, familiarity breeds contempt. And regularly, like Jesus, we get put down. If we become the tall poppy, there are people out there all the time wanting us to put us down. Workmates, friends, family, church, all of them have low expectations of us often because we're local, because we belong to this place. We're people of here. This is our home. Don't rise up and be a big tall poppy among us here. We don't want that. You see, with people have low expectations of us. They put us down. They want everyone to be of the lowest common denominator. As some people would say, Jack is no better than his brother. They don't like us when we rise up. And this is the sort of put down that Jesus had at Nazareth. Jesus had been away from his hometown. He'd been conducting ministry all round the place. He'd been healing. The crowds had been flocking to him. He'd been a wonder to the people of Galilee. He was big news. And then he comes home. And the reception he meets is not good. Isn't this just the carpenter? Isn't he Mary's kid? Aren't these his brothers? Who does he think he is? But they underestimate him. They put him in the little boxes they had, the crates. Their understanding was limited. And they saw him not as Jesus himself, but they saw him as the local boy they knew. They saw him as Mary's and Joseph's son. They saw him as the brothers of his siblings. Not only did they miss out, but they inhibited others too, who missed out also on being healed and being saved. One early writer in an early Christian document talking about this scene, this time in Jesus' life, said this: they are like a dog sitting in a manger. They neither eat the straw themselves nor allow anyone else to eat it. They are like dogs sitting in a manger, neither eating the straw themselves or letting anyone else eat it. Isn't this a common thing that happens to us too? Don't people put us into little boxes? Aren't we typeset into place sometimes? Don't people put you and I into those boxes and leave us there, not expecting us to break out, not expecting us to be rising above the norm? What are the sum of the little boxes we are put into? Just as Jesus was typecast as the carpenter, our work can put us into little boxes. He's just a farmer. He doesn't know anything about ecology. Why should he have an opinion about the energy crisis? She's just a secretary. Why should she be speaking out for Greenpeace now? She's just a nurse. He's just a policeman, a plumber. You see, sometimes people, because of what they see us at work, put us into the little boxes. So too can our family put us, as they put Jesus, into little boxes. Just as they said Isn't he just Mary's son? Aren't you Catherine's daughter? Why should you be speaking out now? Aren't you the twins from up the street I used to know? Another little box. Aren't you the kid who had the gift of the gab? Well, now you're talking too much. And society can put us into little boxes. The society that sees us just as it wants to see us, not as we really are. I have found myself in a little box recently. I'm a Freemason. And for 6 years I served as Grand Chaplain. I've moved on and someone else has taken that position now. But people have typecast me in that. The only jobs I ever get asked to do now are chaplain's jobs. I want to do other things. But no, that's the box I have been typecast in by that organisation. You see, it's subtle. We're just put into those boxes. Life's experience and society do that to us. And you know, it even happens in the church. I belong to Tawa Union Parish. Tawa Union was formed over 50 years ago. Tawa Union Church, I've still heard people say, oh, aren't you a Methodist, or aren't you a Presbyterian, or aren't you Church of Christ? The little boxes people want to put us into. We need to break out of their boxes. Because the boxes are constrictions on our lives. You and I need to break out, just as Jesus broke out of his boxes. The people put him into those little boxes. Mary's son, the brother of his siblings, the local boy. Locals never should be doing out things. They should know their place. We need to break out. As one writer has put it, to be generous with yourself. Because, and the big reason is, you are made in God's image. You individually, each one of you, is made in the image of God. The Bible's quite clear that we are created in God's image. And so we have the right and we have the power to break out of the little boxes that society, that the church, that people put us in. We have the right to be who we want to be something bigger, something better than what others would see us be. We have the right to have opinions, to speak, to do things, because we are made in the image of God. Just as Jesus moved on, so we need to move on from the little boxes that we are put into. And we need to journey with Christ, just as he traveled, healing, teaching, and doing good. So we need to break out of the boxes, to be people of peace, to be people bringing justice, to be people befriending the poor. And to do this, we need one thing more. We need one thing more. We need grace. The grace of God. Paul spoke about the grace of God in the reading we had from Corinthians. How we need that grace. Even though sometimes we're weak, that very weakness can become and used by God, that very weakness, with the grace of God, can be our strength and enable us to be the tall poppy. I pray to God that you can stand, that I can stand and be a tall poppy, to break out of the boxes people put us in through the grace of God. Amen.